wonderful ivory snow.
Yes, wonderful ivory snow.
Ivory snow for speedier dishwashing for snow white hands presents Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington. Now hear about Slowpoke Susie. Her boyfriends got tired of waiting while she washed dishes with a mild bar soap. It was safe for hands, but so slow. Then one boyfriend persuaded her to try her regular wash day soap for dishwashing. It was granulated for speedy sudsing, but so strong. It made her hands red and rough. Later, another boyfriend said, "My mother says one soap for dishwashing, both safe for hands and fast, is Wonderful Ivory Snow." Now, nobody calls Susie Slowpoke anymore.
Ivory Snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and in quick sudsing granulated snowdrops. Ivory mild.
So it's safe for hands.
Granulated.
So it's speedy. Instantly makes snowdrifts of rich, snowy suds.
For dishwashing, Ivory Snow safe is the mildest bar soap, yet far faster. And Ivory Snow's fast is the strongest granulated soap, yet far safer.
It's new. It's different. It's amazing. There's no other soap like it. It's the most wonderful soap for dishwashing you can buy. So remember, for speedier dishwashing, for snow white hands, buy. That's it. Wonderful Ivory Snow. S-N-O-W.
And now Ivory Snow brings you Rosemary. Dr. Jim is faced with the hardest task of his whole career. The task of telling Bill Roberts, a Bill Roberts who has forgotten the present and remembers only the past, that his mother he loved is no longer living. He can't get the words out, even as Bill cries out again.
My mother, she's alive, isn't she? Answer me, please. Please answer me. Please tell me the truth. She is alive. Isn't she?
No, Bill. Your mother is no longer living.
I can't believe it. Everything couldn't have happened to my family in the space of a few hours. That's what it seems to me, Dr. Jim. Just a few hours. I saw them yesterday. My whole family. My wife. My little girl. I saw my mother only recently, and she was well. But now you tell me she's dead. Don't you see, Dr. Jim, She can't be dead. You can't be right about this. I know you can't.
Oh, Bill, I wish I weren't right about it. I never wished anything more in my whole life.
But my mother. My mother.
My son, you've got to try to understand, but a long time has passed. Everything has changed. The whole world has changed.
World has changed, and I'm alone. Isn't there someone in my hometown who knows me?
There are undoubtedly lots of people who know you. In a little while, you go there, Bill, just as soon as we feel you're able to.
I'm able to go now. I want to go now. I want to find out for myself. Please let me go now.
You can't, Bill, not for a few days. Now, whether you want us to or not, we have to take care of you. And while we're taking care of you, we are going to try to find your wife and your child, Jessica.
Oh, where are they? Where are they?
If I could tell you that this minute, I would. One thing I do know, though, they can definitely be traced. They can definitely be found. It's only your mother who is no longer living.
Oh, I don't know. How do I know any of them are alive? I tell you, I've got to know. I've got to find out something now. Why can't I go to Layton?
Because you're not well enough, Bill. Because you still need our help.
I can't go. Is that it? I've got to stay here.
Yes, but just for a little while. Oh, give us a chance to help you, son. We've only just started. We just found out about your wife and your baby. And we're going to find them for you, Bill. Remember that. And now, I want you to rest for a little while. I have to leave you, but I'll be back presently.
Bill.
Oh. Hello.
Don't you remember me?
I... Oh. Of course.
Darling.
Why, you're the girl who was so kind to me yesterday. I didn't recognize you in your nurse's uniform.
How are you feeling?
A bit confused. I wonder if you can help me. I don't seem to remember anything about the past 4 years of my life. Please, please try to help me.
Oh, of course I will. Of course I'll help you.
My mother, Dr. Jim tells me that my mother is dead. I can't believe it. What could have happened to her?
Still, I don't know. I wish I did.
You see, if I'd just been prepared for it, but I'd never known her to be ill a day in my life. She was crazy about my little girl. Did I tell you I named my baby after her?
Yes. Yes, you told me. You said her name was Jessica.
That's right. That's right. Jessica. You know, at the Thanksgiving and Christmas, we would always ride over to the farm in Layton and spend a few days with my mother. She loved having the baby there. See, I'm talking in the past tense now. I'm trying to realize that she's not there anymore, that she'll never be there again. If I could only... I can only have those 4 years back. I can only be where I was then before all this darkness descended on my mind.
Bill, try not to worry about anything.
You know, there's another thing. It's funny, but you remind me of something. Something I want to remember. Something I feel such a longing for. Some part of my life that meant a great deal to me. And yet I don't know what it is.
Oh, dear, my dear.
Can you help me? Can you tell me what this is? What it is I want to remember so desperately?
I can't tell you.
No, I was afraid you couldn't.
But I can help you to find out about your family. I know I can do that.
How can you? They won't let me go to Layton, where my mother lives. They won't let me go to Meadville, which is my own home. They tell me both farms are sold. There are only strangers there. I want so much to go and ask questions.
I'll go for you.
You'll go for me? You mean you'll go to my home? You ask whoever lives there if they know where my family's going?
Yes, of course I'll go. I'll ask for them, and I'll find out.
Oh, thank you. You're being so good to me.
No, I'd be glad to do that. And then I'm going to come right back here and tell you, Bill. I'll come right back and tell you everything.
Oh, but this is asking a great deal of you, isn't it, to make that long trip for me? Why should you do that for me?
Because I'm supposed to try to help the patients here, and if finding out where your baby is will help you, then it's part of my job to get that information for you. to put your mind at rest.
But they say that Meadville is a long ways from here, over 1,000 miles.
Yes.
Well, have you enough money to go? It'll cost quite a lot for such a trip, won't it?
I'll get the money. Don't you worry about that.
It seems strange not to remember you. And yet I do seem to remember you, and I'm awfully glad you're here. You know, I couldn't tell you why I'm glad you're here. It isn't because of your offer to help. It's something else. I'm just glad you're here.
I'll be here for as long as you want me, Bill. Just like everyone else who's so fond of you.
Oh, that makes me feel still better. You're saying that, knowing that I'm not quite alone.
No, you're not alone. Never think for one minute that you're alone. You have people around you who think the world of you.
You know, I wish you'd tell me who they are sometime. Not now, but someday. I wish you'd say their names over to me, slowly. Perhaps I'll remember them. But I know your name. It's a lovely name. It's the name of a flower, isn't it? Rosemary.
More about Rosemary in a moment. But first, our musical snowman has a little story about Ivory Snow.
As a teacher, don't be guessing. Learn this smart domestic lesson. Use wonderful ivory snow. When I wash my dishes in it, why they sparkle in a minute from wonderful ivory snow. It's ivory mild, you see. Would make my hands rough, you see. I'm so glad I'm educated to this speedy, granulated, mild, wonderful ivory snow.
Yes, for dishwashing, ivory snow's safe as the mildest bar soap, yet far faster. And ivory snow's fast as the strongest granulated soap, yet far safer.
Actually, ivory snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and granulated in quick sudsing snowdrops.
Ivory mild.
So it's safe for hands.
Granulated.
So it's speedy. Yes, for speedier dishwashing, for snow white hands. Bye. That's it, wonderful ivory snow. S-N-O-W.
Ivory Snow invites you to listen Monday to Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington. This is Harry Clark asking you to remember, for speedier dishwashing, for snow-white hands, it's wonderful Ivory Snow. Relax on saving used fat. It's urgently needed to prevent soap shortages. You help yourself when you save used fat. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.